USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of Homeland Security says they're on the verge of eliminating a Trump-era rule that has been used to quickly deport most illegal immigrants.
We will no longer rely upon Title 42 when there is no longer a public health imperative basis to do so.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling Congress they're in contact with the CDC and will end the use of Title IX when health leaders say it's safe to do so. A new Fox News poll of just over 1,000 registered voters shows 57% of those disapprove of President Biden's job performance on immigration. The CDC is agreeing with Royal Caribbean's request to begin test voyages in United States waters next month. It's the first time since voyages were stopped in their tracks last year by the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the economic policies of President Biden and congressional Democrats.
Democrats had already dreamt up a massive, record-shattering Washington spending spree. Liberals saw the crisis as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor saying Democrats are running up the nation's credit card bill. Amazon is involved in another mega media deal.
E-commerce giant Amazon announced Wednesday it has purchased MGM Studios for $8.45 billion. Once one of Hollywood's top dogs, MGM Studios has fallen on hard times since the beginning of the century. MGM is currently owned privately and counts a number of hedge funds as its owners. It's Amazon's biggest acquisition since it bought Whole Foods for $13.7 billion in 2017. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The defense is resting in the case against Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant who is charged with first-degree murder in the death of former University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Tibbetts was brutally stabbed to death back in 2018 and found in a cornfield. Rivera claims on the night Tibbetts went missing, two masked armed men got into his house and instructed him to drive his car to Tibbetts' town, where they circled her for a jog. Rivera then saying the two masked men killed Tibbetts and instructed him to drive into the cornfield and dump Tibbetts' body there. Mark Eaglash is a former prosecutor. He says the story Rivera's telling just doesn't add up.
What the defense is doing is what we occasionally see on a football field. We call it a Hail Mary, right? When your back's against the wall, when you're desperate, when you know defeat is inevitable, you got to do something. So he took what he could not dispute, scientific evidence proving her blood was in his vehicle, his confession, video evidence showing him at the scene, and he weaved a story that loosely is based upon the facts.
The jury said to begin deliberating the case on Thursday. Oklahoma AG Mike Hunter is resigning just days after filing for a divorce from his wife following reports of an affair. In a statement from his office, Hunter saying his resignation will begin effective June 1st. The statement saying the move comes as certain personal matters could become a distraction for the office. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.